Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. A Sixers fan says he was tossed from last night's preseason game against a Chinese team because he expressed his support for the anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. Sam Wok says he lived in Hong Kong for a few years, so he's been following the pro-democracy protests there and the controversy now involving the NBA and China. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
As the Sixers hosted the Guangzhou Long Lions last night here at the center, Wok and his wife held up bright green signs. One said Free Hong Kong on it, which was also on his shirt, and Free HK on the other sign. They also had masks to cover their mouths. Wok says the signs were taken away, and after yelling Free Hong Kong, they were kicked out. Wells Fargo Center policy on its website says signs must be in good taste and appropriate for the event. No comment from the Sixers on this incident.
Chinese officials and businesses are giving the NBA a hard time because of a tweet by the Houston Rockets general manager showing support for the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. The Philadelphia Parking Authority is set to roll out the next generation of parking meter kiosks on Tuesday. Parking Authority Executive Director Scott Petrie says the old coin meters are going away for good, and the kiosks that have served the PPA for about 10 years now are going to be replaced by a new pay-by-plate system.
Customers will now enter their license plate, make payment with coin or credit card or debit card, and go about their business. Our enforcement officers will be able to verify payment by checking their license plate number through handheld devices.
There's a new feature. You no longer have to go back to your car to add time. You'll be able to up your parking time from any kiosk in the city. The Pennsylvania SPCA is asking for the public's help in the investigation of an animal cruelty case. The PSPCA's Humane Law Enforcement team removed 43 birds from adjoining properties in Kensington today. Officials say those birds may have been involved in cockfighting. Animal fighting in Pennsylvania is a felony. Anyone with information is asked to call the Pennsylvania SPCA's cruelty hotline at 866-601-601. SPCA. Again, that's 866-601-SPCA. You do not have to leave your name. Families of murder victims are upset with Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner's increase in plea deals, and they rallied in front of his office yesterday. KYW's Justin Udo talked with a family in the middle of a high-profile fatal stabbing case.
John Skellinger was fatally stabbed near Rittenhouse Square in July of 2018.
I lost a son that cared about this city. He lived for this city. He lived for the people in this city, and he should not be gone.
That's Sean's mom, Linda Skellinger. She helped organize the protest in front of Krasner's office that came just days after he decided to drop the third-degree murder charge against Michael White, the man accused of killing her son.
Prosecutors are now moving forward with a voluntary manslaughter charge, which carries a lesser sentence. Westchester continues to grow its enrollment, but overall, Pennsylvania's 14 state-owned universities are continuing a years-long downward trend.
From a peak of more than 119,000 students in 2010, the number of full and part-time students at state-owned universities has declined every year since, down to 95,802 this fall, off 2.6% from last year and around 20% from the peak. The numbers would be a lot worse if not for continued growth at Westchester University, now with 17,691 students, making it the biggest school in the system.
A spokesman says the state system of higher education is in the midst of a comprehensive review of its operations, examining everything from budgets to ways to improve student retention to realigning academic offerings to meet workforce needs. Princeton University Emeritus Professor James Peebles has won a Nobel Prize in Physics for his theoretical discoveries in cosmology. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Indeed, you are entitled to ask, if you can't tell me what most of the universe is made of, why should I pay any attention to your ideas?
He shares the prize in physics with two Swiss astronomers who discovered an exoplanet orbiting a sun-like star. Peebles will get half of the prize money, about $454,000.
Peebles says he plans to donate part of the prize money to charity. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.